Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Clem Ward joining us as we talk about the JBS Swift acquisition plans for National and Smithfield beef. Back on that in just a moment.
We're pleased to have with us today Wava with New Sound. Wava, tell us about New Sound. You've got locations across the state.
That's right, Ron. Since our opening of New Sound back in 1996, it has always been our goal to serve our customers' hearing needs for the entire state of Oklahoma.
Tell the listeners about what makes New Sound so much different than some of the other hearing aid companies that are around.
What if you were to buy a car and then took it back to the dealer for service, and then they told you that your car would have to be sent back to Detroit or Japan? I think you would be very disappointed. When our customers come to New Sound, we want to solve their problem right now. Even in our rural areas, most repairs are done right on the spot.
Thanks, Wava. New Sound has the latest state-of-the-art technology featuring open ear canal hearing aids. It's the closest thing to natural hearing out there. New Sound has a location near you. Call them and find out more. 1-888-755-6557. 888-755-6557 for New Sound.
Listen to lies, the New Sound way.
Dr. Clem Ward, ag economist at Oklahoma State University, has been a student of the feeding industry and packing industry for a lot of years in this country and the issue of concentration. And we talked with him recently about the JBS Swift plans to acquire National Beef and Smithfield Beef.
Really, the last set of large mergers that changed the industry was in about 1987. And then the level of concentration or large buyer market share has pretty much stabilized then for the last several years until JBS came along.
And, of course, a year ago, they came from Brazil, bought Swift & Company. Surprising to you at all at how they've operated or how they've come into that company, first of all?
Certainly, because, I mean, they came here at a time when cattle numbers were down, packing utilization rates were fairly low by industry standards and by the standards they need to be profitable. And so the first thing they come in to do, and they actually increased their kill, went to a double shift at a couple of those plants. And I mean, it was just the opposite of what the industry probably really needed at the time. So yeah, that was a surprise.
And as they did that, it seems like that was almost part of their strategy of trying to make everybody else feel some of that pain.
I think that's right, and it had the effect, at least, of probably being a contributor to Tyson closing the Emporia plant. And after that plant closed, you know, the pretty much the word was, well, that's a start, but for these firms to be profitable, we're going to have to close some other plants too, because we still have excess capacity.
Now, with excess capacity in mind, how do you see these three companies coming together under that one single banner, Smithfield, National, and now, of course, JBS Swift buying those two?
It's an interesting combination. I mean, the Justice Department's going to have to take a look at these and to see whether or not there's any anti-competitive effects. But the plant locations, the type of markets that these firms are in, JBS is positioning itself for a much longer period of time. Potentially, Justice could come in and say that you've got two or three plants now close together competing with each other, that you may have to close one of those or sell it off. They very likely could just close it, and that would help that overcapacity problem, and they wouldn't have the antitrust issue, so the merger goes through. JBS is really positioning themselves to be a major, major player in the U.S. and around the world.
OSU's Dr. Clem Ward. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Beef Incorporated Bull Sale is set for Thursday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at the OBI Test Station 8 miles west of Stillwater on Highway 51. Currently, there are 135 Angus, 5 Simmental, and 4 Hereford bulls consigned for the sale. Each bull sold through OBI undergoes a breeding soundness examination. All bulls must index in the top 70% of their test group. For more information, call the OBI office at 405-744-9287.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.